fire!
I want to ask one fundamental question. Why has it all got to be so terribly low, terribly low, terribly low, terribly low, terribly low, terribly low?
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, as you may already know, we are not the Australian Roger Waters, nor indeed the Danish David Gilmours, or the Celebrity Antiques Roadshow. We are, in fact, Nick Mason's Saucer Full of Secrets. And we're very happy to be here tonight. I don't think I've played here before. Over to the professor and walking, talking atlas.
Thank you, Commander. The last time you were in Connecticut was with Guy on the Momentary Lapse tour for a couple of nights at the Hartford Civic. And before that was 73 on the Dark Side tour at the Palace Theatre in Waterford.
Now, how many of you were there in 73? Yes, I recognise.
Not the T-shirt, but keep it on, please.
Get a car.
Anyway, we're very happy to be back in the area, if not this specific theatre. So, thank you very much. We'll crank up the time machine and head backwards.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Wally, thanks for the lovely audience you are, all standing up and everything. Brilliant. Love you. Now we're going to sing a song about simpler times, about looking back to being a child, where everything was simple and easy, didn't have to worry about anything. Made all the more poignant for me, because it was actually written by my son's grandfather. but it ends anywhere. No, it ends anywhere.
Tracks, early Pink Floyd tracks there. The first, Remember a Day. The second was our first sort of attempt at the Hit Parade in the UK with Arnold Lane, which was held back by the BBC, who banned it because of the contents of the lyric. But we decided you were all grown up enough to listen to it without damaging you in any way. And the last, the half a song, is Vegetable Man, which was written by Syd Barrett, but never quite finished. And it's not quite clear whether we ran out of Syd or Syd ran out of us. But it was destined for Obscured by Clouds, not Obscured by Clouds, Saucer Full of Secrets. And never made it, made it onto the record, and never actually ever got performed by Pink Floyd live. As far as I know. So that's a sort of something new. And probably a very good moment to remember the man who, without whom, Pink Floyd would never have happened. Syd Barrett. Anyway, from the past to the present, where I finally got fed up with waiting for Rick or Roger or David or anyone else to phone me and say, let's get back and play. So I would like to introduce the Saucer Full of Secrets, or the Saucers Full of Secrets, depending on the grammar. First of all, on guitar and vocals, Mr. Lee Harris. Keyboards and vocals, Mr. Don Beacon. And on bass guitar and vocals, a man who I've worked with now for over 30 years. Most of it's been absolutely delightful, I have to say. Mr. Guy Pratt. Guitar and vocals, the very wonderful Mr. Gary Kemp. Thank you and onward.
But on the drums, Mr. Nick Mason.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think the only appropriate way to follow the ethereal beauty of a song like that is with some dumbass rock and roll. What do you reckon?
sorry, I forgot about that. I was miles away. I just enjoyed playing that song so much. The funny thing is, I've always wanted to play that song. Because it's basically the first Pink Floyd song I knew. Because it's what everyone used to listen to at school. Because, of course, it was on Relics, which is the album everyone had, because it was half the price of all the other Pink Floyd records. Despite featuring fabulous cover artwork by one Nick Mason. And I thought that the one time I thought I was going to get to at least play the song was back in 2006 when we were getting ready for David Gilmour's solo tour, and David very generously asked the band for suggestions of songs to put in the set list. And I suggested we could play that song, and he suggested I could play for another band. So now I do, and what a great band they are.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to say a few words about the man behind me. I am so privileged to be on this stage with him. It's been such an honor doing this tour. I first saw Nick play when I went to see Pink Floyd play in London in about 1974. And I was a young, aspiring guitar player, and I should have just been staring at David all night, but for some reason I couldn't take my eyes off the drummer. And I think it was probably because he was the only thing moving on stage, apart from some inflatables. But I got to know him about 15 years ago. Guy introduced me, and I can now call him a friend, and I can promise you, you wouldn't meet a nicer, funnier, less egotistical man anywhere than Nick Mason. He truly is the heartbeat of Pink Floyd, and we're so grateful to have you.
Next number from the Pink Floyd is also a track on the Sourceful of Secrets LP. It's called Let There Be More Lies.
got a small technical problem we're just dealing with. So, Wallingford, what a place! We've never been before! And thank you for being such a good audience, and he's nearly there.
It's not the best backstage catering we've come across anywhere in America, by the way. I don't know if any of you ever got to enjoy that. I'd like to, some appreciation for the caterers here.
And we're going to do a track for you from Obscured by Clouds that we didn't do when we were in Europe. So it's just for USA.
With a wonderful man called Roger Waters. Great friend, great musician, great writer. But if Roger had one tiny fault, it was an inability to share the gong. In all those years, I never actually got to play the gong. So tonight is my night.
Thank you.
you all so much. We couldn't have done it without you. Thank you.
tip of the hat to the late, great Rick Wright for those chords there. Thanks, Rick. One more. Hey, Jean, this is Henry McLean, and I've finished my beautiful flying machine. And I'm ringing to say that I'm leaving, and maybe you'd like to fly with me and hide with me, baby. Isn't it strange how little we've changed? Isn't it sad we're insane? Playing the game that we know ends in tears. The game we've been playing for thousands and thousands and thousands. Till 2005, I hope you're exceedingly thin. For if you are stout, you will have to breathe out while the people around you breathe in, breathe in, breathe in.
Thank you again. Great audience, great theatre. Can we have a picture of you? And a little panorama and put us in at the end of it, because you're always... Thank you again. We've had a really great time. Hope you have.